first they would mow it, mm-hmm. and put it in bundles, mm-hmm. and stack it and let it dry. Mm-hmm. Then they would.
What were these? Did you call these stacks?
Wheat stacks, yeah. Uh-huh. And
how many bundles are those?
Oh gosh, about 10, 12, 15, mm-hmm. something like that. I'm not for sure, mm-hmm. but I've done that. I don't remember how many. But they would stack it in small stacks, let it dry, and then they would come by with a wheat wagon and carry the wheat to the thrasher. Mm-hmm. And the thrasher took the wheat off and then deposited the wheat in a huge pile. Mm-hmm. And now then they scatter the stem back on the ground, mm-hmm. for fertilizer.
I like to watch that little fan go around. Yeah, I think I remember seeing wheat thrashed. I was just a little bitty kid, but these great big old steam thrashing machines, mm-hmm. and the great pile of straw sailing out.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, I guess this was rather far behind the times, and this would have been probably
37. You probably saw wheat thrashed when you was about 7, 12, 13, 14
years. Well, I must have been younger than that, because we went to California when I was 10. But I remember it in Michigan, that old big noisy thing belching away, and the big belts flopping around. All those sweaty men like so many ants feeding the monster.
That used to be a tremendous chore, thrashing crews.
I'll skip some of these now. If you lock yourself out of the house and you knocked on the door and your wife says, "Who's there?" what would you tell her?
It's me, Mama, I guess.
If somebody is, you're about 5'10"?
5'11".
5'11"? I can't tell height anymore. I used to be 5'11", and I've gotten smaller. This way I've gotten bigger.
When I went to the Army, I had 6 foot and stockings, 8 feet.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You're 5'11", somebody else is 5'11", somebody says, "Is he taller than you?" You say, "No, he's..."
We're the same height. Uh-huh.
If you can do something very well, and somebody else can do it even...
better?
Yeah. Somebody might say, "Well, why should I choose this man to do the job?" What would you say? He can do it.
He can do it equally as well.
Mm-hmm. What's the farthest away from Lawton you've ever been?
Oh, I suppose 1,700, 1,800 miles.
That would be what?
New York.
The farthest? The furthest?
Furthest away.
If you're sitting there with somebody, let's say so you and your wife are there, and Hardy and I are here, and you have a pile of something over there, and Hardy and I have a pile here, and referring to that pile, you'd say it's whose?
Well, this is our pile.
And this is whose?
Their pile.
Well, it belongs to Hardy and me here. So if you're talking to me, you'd say it's...
Well, that's your pile.
Uh-huh. Sounds crazy, doesn't it? It's kind of hard to find out pronouns in something like this when just the two of us are here.
Yeah.
Now, if somebody else would come in and you start talking about the family, these things would come up. But if there's a "you all," I'll never find it. I don't expect it.
Y'all's pile.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you're driving at? Well, "you all" is a common expression in this part of the country.
Do you use it?
No, very seldom.
That's what I thought. I noticed you talking to Hardy and me there.